Welcome to the Growth Times Infinity podcast, the podcast dedicated to helping you grow times infinity in your personal development journey, giving you weekly doses of inspiration, motivation, and insights on how to take your personal growth to the next level. And now, your host, Reggie Bizor.
So for this month, the plan is, and I would love to go forth with a series. And that series is going to be titled Success in September, where the subject matter is success. I want to discuss all things pertaining to being successful. And as always, my intent is to bring value. And also for those who feel like they are not successful, it's just my way of encouraging you, inspiring you, motivating you to get to that point in your life where you consider yourself successful. So my question to you is, and this is also a question to myself, and that question is, what is the definition of success? And here's another question for you. How do you measure success? You see, when we see certain people, whether it's a celebrity or an athlete or any public figure, and it may be people that are close to us like family and friends, when we see certain people, we determine whether they are successful or not in our eyes. And then there's also society. You see, I think for many of us, society has developed our perception of what success should be or what success looks like. So I feel many of us have our own view, our own perception, our own interpretation of what success is. So regardless of how I view success, or how you view success, in order for us to succeed, in order for us to accomplish success, success has a starting point. This episode of the Growth Times Infinity podcast is dedicated to those, including myself, who want to succeed. And this is also a dedication to those who want to continue to succeed as well. Now, as I mentioned before, in order for us to achieve success, we have to start somewhere. And the topic of discussion that I'm going forward with is based on an article that I found online. And this article was found on the website entrepreneur.com. And this article was written by Sherry Campbell, who is a psychologist, an author, and a speaker. She came up with this article on this website, and the article is titled Six Ways to Take the First Step of Your Journey to Success. So I'm going to be sharing with you those six ways. So number one is awareness. Now, in regards to awareness, it's all about having an understanding of where you are currently. And in order for you to have that understanding, you have to do self-inventory. That would be one of the best things you can do to develop that understanding. Doing self-inventory. And for me personally, and I know I mentioned this before, but that's one of my favorite things to do. So once you have determined the understanding of where you currently are, now it's time to develop a plan to get where you want to be. Because if you're like me, when you do self-inventory on yourself, you come to the conclusion that you're not satisfied with your current state. Or you may feel like, well, it's time for me to level up. So whichever one it is, now we have to develop a game plan to get where you want to be, or to get you to the next level. Now, as you're going along with this plan, there's going to come a time where you're going to have to make choices and you're going to have to make decisions. So as you're doing one or the other, it's best to evaluate your choices and your decisions on a daily basis. You want to make sure that your choices and your decisions are aligned with your destination. You want to make sure that they line up with where you want to be, where you eventually want to make it to. So awareness is number one. Number two is action. So once you develop that awareness, now it's time for you to take action. Now you may ask this question, well, how do I take action? Well, one of the ways that you can take actions, and I feel like this is an effective way to be active, is to set goals, to be an active goal setter, to be a habitual goal setter. And I feel like setting goals will provide you with the actions you need to take, because the more goals you set, the more movement you create for yourself. Try to set as many goals as you can, or set as many goals that is necessary, because goals will provide direction for our journey. Now, sometimes when we set goals and we set out to accomplish them, sometimes things may not work out in our favor. Sometimes we may not accomplish the goals initially, but we can always try again. We can always go for accomplishing specific goals again if we don't accomplish them the first time around. So whether you accomplish your goals or not, we should definitely learn something either way. So action is number two. Number three is being accountable. Accountability is definitely a key factor when it comes to achieving success, when it comes to pursuing success. Accountability is an effective way for us to stay on track. Now, here are a couple of ways to make yourself accountable. One of the ways to make yourself accountable is sharing your goals with others. Now, we all have our own way of sharing our goals or who we share our goals with. And it's always good to share your goals with positive people, sharing your goals with the right people. And I feel with that, it will motivate you to accomplishing your goals. Now, some of us go about sharing our goals in a different way. Some of us like to share our goals on social media, which, you know, initially I would think that that may not be the right way to share your goals. I don't too much believe in putting all my business on social media. Now, with that being said, despite my feelings, it can actually be an effective way of sharing your goals. And I feel like that is a way to hold yourself accountable. If you feel like that's the best route for you, then go for it. But you can also share your goals with your peers, with your friends, with your families. And it may not be wise for you to share your goals with every single friend or every single family member. You want to share those goals with the ones who have the same perspective as you do, the same mindset as you do. A second way to make yourself accountable is to take on a coach or a mentor. Usually, when you take on a coach or a mentor, that coach or mentor is more than likely in the same position where you want to be. They are positioned in the same place where you want to dwell in. So that's why it's beneficial. That's why taking on a coach or a mentor is an effective way of making yourself accountable as well. A coach and or mentor can guide you along on your journey, and they can definitely keep you on track. So that was number three, accountability. Number four is attraction, as in the law of attraction, or you can either say the law of magnetism, which states that who you are is who you attract. Now, in regards to attraction, I feel like that our mindset and our actions will attract the right people. And I also feel like in regards to that, whatever you want to be, surround yourself with those type of people. Be intentional in surrounding yourself with like-minded people. Wherever you want to be or whoever you want to be in life, it is beneficial for you to develop a relationship with the same people that are either where you want to be or are trying to get to where you want to be. And I'm also a firm believer in this. And I mentioned before about our mindsets and our actions. And I feel like not only does it attract the right people in our lives, but I feel like that our mindset and our actions, let me emphasize, a positive mindset and positive actions could potentially attract success. I believe in that. I believe that that is an extension of the law of attraction as well. So not only does the law of attraction and the law of magnetism applies to surrounding yourself or attracting like-minded people or the right people, but I feel like that your positive mindset and your positive actions can potentially attract success as well. Success does not want to be associated with a lazy person or an inconsistent person. Success, I feel, is attracted to a person who truly wants to be successful. So attraction is number four. Number five is accomplishment. And when I think of accomplishment, I think about the word intentional, as in being intentional in accomplishing your goals, and also being intentional in putting yourself in a position to accomplishing your goals as well. Make it a point to set out to accomplish the goals that you set for yourself. Make it intentional in putting yourself in a position to win, putting yourself in a position to get to your destination. And also be intentional in the previous ways that we have already discussed up to this point. When it comes to awareness, be intentional in doing self-inventory on yourself. That way you can have an understanding of your current state. Being intentional in that aspect. Be intentional in taking action. And as I mentioned, being an active goal setter, being a habitual goal setter, be intentional in doing that as well. Be intentional in holding yourself accountable. And also being intentional in being the person that you want to attract in regards to surrounding yourself with like-minded people. And also be intentional in putting yourself in a position to attract success in your space. So that was accomplishment. The sixth and last way to take the first step of your journey to success is authority. So authority is number six. As I think about the term authority, I think about authority figures. So we have our authority figures, right? And some of us have a different viewpoint of who our authority figures are. Now, for me personally, God is my main authority figure. Then you have your parents, who are our authority figures. But then you got some people who think their boss, their manager, their supervisors at work are their authority figures. And many of us view law enforcement as authority figures. So when I think about the authority figures and I think about the term authority, when it comes to us in regards to succeeding, we have to take authority over our own lives, over our journey. And in regards to taking authority over our lives, over our journey, we have to learn how to discipline ourselves as if our parents are disciplining us when we did something wrong when we was a child. And when it comes to your boss or your manager or your supervisors who are at your jobs, they assign you certain tasks to do throughout your shift. So with us taking authority over ourselves, over our journey, we should assign ourselves the tasks that are necessary in order for us to succeed. And then you have law enforcement. Law enforcement is in place to make sure that we are obeying the law, make sure that we are falling in line. So with us taking authority over ourselves and over our journey, we must make sure that we are falling in line, aligning ourselves with what we need to do to accomplish our goals. So authority is number six. And those were the six ways to take the first step of your journey to success. And again, I have to give credit to Sherry Campbell, who created this article on the website entrepreneur.com. So as we do a recap and we close this episode of the Growth Times Infinity podcast, we discuss the six ways to take the first step of your journey to success. And the first way was awareness. And it's all about doing self-inventory, having an understanding of our current state. So the second way was action. And it was all about taking action. And how do we create action? By setting goals. And then the third way was accountability, being accountable for yourself, perhaps sharing your goals with others to be accountable for yourselves, and also taking on a coach or a mentor. The fourth way was attraction. And it was all about the law of attraction and the law of magnetism, attracting like-minded people into our space. Attraction. Number five, accomplishment. And for me, as I mentioned, accomplishment is all about being intentional in accomplishing your goals and accomplishing other things. Also being intentional in putting yourself in position. And the sixth and final way is authority. Taking authority over our lives and over our journey. So I got a couple of questions for you as we close out. The six ways to take the first step of your journey to success. Out of those six ways, did any of those resonate with you? And also a question for you, are you ready to succeed? Then let's take that first step together, because I'm ready to succeed as well. So feel free to reach out to me through social media or through email. Share with me your thoughts, your feedback about the six ways to take the first step of your journey to success. Reach out to me and we can have a discussion. Let me know if you are ready to succeed just like me. And as I mentioned, you can reach out to me through social media. I'm on Facebook, I'm on Twitter, LinkedIn, and Instagram. You can also reach out to me through email. And my email address is growthxinfinity@gmail.com. And I would like to thank you for tuning into this episode of the Growth Times Infinity podcast, which you can check out on your favorite platform. And while you're at it, feel free to follow, subscribe to the podcast, rate the podcast, and leave a review. And if you have received some value out of this content, I would like to encourage you to share this podcast with others. Now, as we go forward, until the next episode, keep growing and keep going.
Thank you for listening to the Growth Times Infinity podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on your favorite platform and leave us a review. We would greatly appreciate it. Join Reggie on the next episode as the journey continues. Until next time, keep going and keep growing.